Hello everyone, this is Joe and Karen Rodriguez from Phoenix, Arizona, and today we're going to go over our fifth part of our basic Spanish tutorial soul winning video. Now, in this portion of the soul winning video, we're going to cover
how to call upon the name of the Lord. So we've already gone through most of the presentation, now we're going to explain Romans 10:9 and how to actually get saved.
Okay, so what I'm going to ask the person is, now, how do you receive the gift of eternal life? How are you saved? And then I say the Bible tells us, and this is how I say it in Spanish. Ahora, ¿cómo recibes ese regalo de vida eterna? ¿Cómo serás salvo? Pues la Biblia dice, and I go into Romanos 10:9, que si confesarás con tu boca al Señor Jesús y creyeres en tu corazón que Dios le ha levantado de los muertos, serás salvo. Porque con el corazón se cree para justicia, mas con la boca se hace confesión para salvación.
And then we're going to skip down to verse 13 and read, porque todo aquel que invocara el nombre del Señor será salvo. Okay, so we just finished reading Romans 10:9 to them, and we've read 10:13 as well. So now we're going to say, now it's not just the words that save you. If you pray and ask God to save you, but you don't believe in any of this, then you're still on your way to hell. You have to put all the faith that you have on Jesus to save you. We're not saying you have to have this huge amount of faith, but all the faith that you do have, you have to put it on Jesus. So this is how we would say that in Spanish. Ahora, no solo son las palabras que te salvan. Si tú pides que Dios te salve, pero no crees en nada de lo que hablamos, todavía vas a ir al infierno. Tienes que tener toda la fe que tienes en Jesús para salvarte. Okay? So now we're going to go into the questions at the end to see if they really got it.
So I asked the person, let me ask you a few questions. Ahora déjame preguntarte unas preguntas. Do you believe you are a sinner? ¿Crees que eres un pecador?
This should be an easy no-brainer.
This is an easy no-brainer. Sinners, yes. Pecador. Do you believe we deserve to go to hell? ¿Crees que merecemos ir al infierno? You could also rephrase it as, do you believe that all of us deserve to go to hell? ¿Que merecemos, todos merecemos ir para el infierno?
They have to agree or else you can't move forward.
You can't move forward. So then I'm going to ask them, do you believe Jesus died on the cross and rose again? ¿Crees que Jesús murió en la cruz y resucitó?
Okay, so if they've answered all these questions correctly, then we're going to start wrapping it up with this. I would say, you know, do you believe if you ask Jesus to save you, he would do it? Hopefully they say yes. And then how long? And hopefully they say forever. So how you would say that in Spanish is, ¿tú crees si le pidieras a Jesús que te salve, lo haría? Sí. ¿Y por cuánto tiempo sería salvo? Sí, para siempre. Okay, so if they've answered all these questions correctly and they really understand the gift of eternal life, they really understand salvation, then you can go ahead and lead them in prayer if they want to, how to call upon the name of the Lord. So what I would say in English, what we would say in English is, what I would like to do with you now is just pray with you and help you ask for that gift of eternal life for Jesus to save you. Would you like to do that? You can just repeat after me if you want. A lot of people are nervous to pray in front of you. You kind of think, they think you're putting them on the spot. Maybe they've never even prayed before. They don't know what to say. So you could just tell them, you know, you could just repeat after me. Okay, so now I'm going to say it in Spanish, the formal way to say it. If it's somebody older or, you know, somebody you want to use the formal version with, this is how you would say it. Lo que me gustaría hacer ahora con usted es si quiere ayudarle rezar y pedir ese regalo para ser salvo. Si quiere, puede repetir después de mí. Now, the informal way to say it is, lo que me gustaría hacer ahora contigo es si quieres ayudarte rezar y pedir ese regalo para ser salvo. Si quieres, puedes repetir después de mí. So that's the informal way to say it.
Okay, so at this point, we're going to lead them in prayer. We're going to use the Reina Valera Gomez Bible, 2010 edition. That's also, you can also purchase this off of Framing the World Productions. Just go to their website. And at the very end of it, it actually has a prayer that you can read off to that person and lead them in prayer to get saved.
So it says, Jesús, yo sé que soy un pecador condenado al infierno, pero creo que muriste en la cruz, fuiste sepultado y resucitaste de la tumba para pagar por mis pecados. Por favor, sálvame y dame vida eterna. Amén.
So, that is the end of our fifth soul winning video. I mean, again, this is a very basic soul winning in Spanish video. We hope that we were able to assist and help people get a little bit more familiar with the Spanish language. It's going to take a lot of practice. You just got to do it over and over and over again. Read it over and over and over again to get better at it.
I will, as always, put the script to this video in the description below on the Google Drive, where you can find all of the Spanish soul winning tutorial video scripts, and you can practice along with the videos. Again, this was very basic. Again, in the back of this Bible, there's also a condensed plan of salvation that has all the same points: sinners, Christ died for us, eternal life, you know, asking Jesus to save you. Everything is here as well. And so after you get someone saved, you know, some things we like to do is talk about baptism, invite them to church. Pastor Jimenez has a great soul winning seminar that you can listen to, and it has a lot of great ideas for follow-up for someone that wants to come to church. And so, yeah, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, leave them in the comments below, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Joe, anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you so much for just watching. We appreciate it. Take care, everyone, and God bless. Goodbye.
Bye.